Welcome back, Noodle Squad. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and you've tuned into Noodle On with Noel, the podcast where curiosity twists and turns like your favorite pasta. I'm your host, Noel, and here we dive into deep ideas, stories, and thought-provoking topics that'll get your brain noodling. So grab your favorite snack, settle in, and let's get into it. Yes, welcome back to, episode 8. And today is a super special episode because I guess you don't know, but I have my TikTok audience live right in front of me. Hello. I bet they would say hi back if they could. Today we are doing TikTok Live. I've never done this before, guys. I'm reading TikTok Live comments literally as the podcast episode subject. So, with only 2 weeks left or less until the TikTok ban, I'm getting my money's worth out of this app. So I am promoting my podcast on TikTok while answering your questions live. And that's today's episode. It's a special TikTok Live episode. Okay, so, well, let's get into it. Basically, how this is going to work is I'm going to read a question from the audience, and for the next 45 minutes to an hour, I'm going to answer your question and shout out your username, and I hope you go listen to the episode afterwards to hear your question and me answer it. Okay, so settle in and let's get started. Okay. We already have questions coming up. I'm so excited. Okay. Mel said, I love these questions already. Oh, and feel free to donate, please, everyone. That keeps the show going. I've always wanted to say that. It really would still going, even it would keep going even if you didn't donate. But I've always wanted to say that because every time I'm on anything, they go, well, you should donate to keep the, and we got a heart me. Wow. So this is going to be a lot to juggle because I forgot. I'm trying to keep an entertained TikTok Live while also talking to my podcast audience. So this episode might be a major fail, but we're going to try. Okay. So if you were any flavor of ice cream, which one would you be? Beefy asked that. Fantastic. If I was any flavor of ice cream, which one would it be? Oh, I love these questions already. Beefy, I'm going to answer your question. So I've actually thought of this before. I thought of vanilla, but I don't think I'm vanilla. And I love yellow. As you can see, my podcast brand is yellow. So I would say lemon sorbet. Why? Because it's classy. I feel classy. But I also feel like a little tangy, you know? I can show some tang. I don't know if that answer made any sense. Okay, so I've also made myself into a pickle because it's really hard to see the comments. Okay, but here we go. Oh, good question. If I had to choose between living in my space and living near the ocean, I think that's what this says. What would I choose? To be brutally honest, I would give up my left leg to live near the ocean. I want to just live near the ocean is all I've ever wanted. It's all I've ever wanted is to live near the ocean, you guys. But that's okay. I don't see that happening anytime soon. It's just not the way life works out. You know, life has a way of beating you down and you just got to fight back. Does that make any sense? What's your favorite comfort movie or show? From E.G. Burt. Ooh, I love this question. Okay, we're really getting into this. My favorite comfort movie or show? Well, my comfort show is Grey's Anatomy, and I could probably make a podcast specifically on Grey's Anatomy. I grew up with it. I have probably seen season 1 through 10 20 times. After that, it gets a little shaky for me because I loved Christina. But no, Grey's Anatomy, you guys. Grey's Anatomy. Okay. So we're on a roll here. Okay. So next question. Thank you, Jacob. Jacob says, I am an inspiration to get healthy. That actually means a lot to me, you guys. It's like literally the reason I am doing any of this is because when I get a comment like that, and I wanted to share with all my other audiences, when I get a comment like that that says, you're my inspiration to get healthy, that is the reason I do this. I, in a million years, never thought someone would say I'm their inspiration. Ever. So thank you. OMG, my marathon icon. Hi, Anna. Okay, so that is what's going on today. We are just talking with the TikTok Live. And yeah, so next question, please. We need questions ASAP. You're one of my favorite fitness influencers, but... Ooh, okay. Thank you for the tiny diny, everyone. Where can you run again? When can I run again? Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure if that's a very entertaining question for the podcast, but I see my orthopedic doctor on February 14th. I just saw him and I thought he would clear me to go run and he didn't. He said, I'm not healed yet after doing a few tests, which is actually like a dagger in my heart. I'm devastated. Devastated. But that's okay. 5 more weeks of no running. And I'm just gonna, you know. Would you organize a race? Oh my gosh, you guys. Oh, these questions are going so fast. It says, what's your favorite theme park? Because I absolutely love theme parks. So whoever said that is an OG. But did you guys hear that ding? Okay. Wow. Oh my gosh, this is going really poorly. What was the question before that? Oh, favorite restaurant in Tulsa. Unfortunately, I don't even know if it's still in business. But if you're ever in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, Sushi Train or Yokozuna. It's a very fun restaurant. And you know what? I should do a whole podcast on. You guys are giving me such good ideas. Oh, theme park. Okay, my favorite theme park. Noel, why are you not on my For You page anymore? Unfortunately, TikTok has decided to completely hide my videos. Never, ever shows me. And yeah, so this isn't going very well because this is really hard to keep track of because I'm trying to like... No, this is going great. Never mind. This is going great. If you are a listener to this, I'm trying to juggle a TikTok Live. And also, your content is so upsetting. Oh, you know what? I know. Well, actually, I thought it was pretty good. Favorite ice cream. Yes, my favorite ice cream is strawberry. And we're going to go back. We're going to hop on back to the theme park question. Guys, I would say a thuzzy. Have you ever heard of the word thuzzy? I am a, thank you for the heart me, podcast listeners. When someone sends a little gift, I have to thank them. So I'm thanking them for my gift. Thank you. So I'm a thuzzy and roller coasters are the roller coaster industry and the enthusiasts, the roller coaster enthusiasts are called thuzzies. And I've shared that multiple times now. And someone just asked me what's my favorite theme park. The problem is, you guys, as a thuzzy, I know all about theme parks and stuff, but I've never been to like the best ones. I've only been to La Ronda, Disney World, Universal Studios, Silver Dollar City, and that's it. We haven't really gone to too many theme parks. So my number one theme park in the entire world I want to go to is Cedar Point. The problem is there's not really much to do in Sandusky, Ohio, except just go to Cedar Point, which, I mean, that's a whole trip itself. I'm going to go to Cedar Point one day. Favorite ride? Well, I could say my favorite ride that I've been on is Outlaw Run at Silver Dollar City. Favorite roller coaster on earth. But like I said, I haven't actually been on too many, you know. But out of the ones I have done, Silver Dollar City, I would say, it's called Outlaw Run. Absolutely love it. What sport did you play growing up? So I was a soccer player. I know that's pretty obvious. No, it's not obvious. And I was a swimmer. I don't think your mic is set up properly. Oh, yes. Folks listening on the TikTok live, my mic is working for the podcast, but it's not hooked up to you guys. So you guys won't be able to hear out of it. You just hear me screaming, talking. So does that make any sense? but the mic is hooked up, so the podcast sounds good, but it's not hooked up to you guys. Noel, your content is so uplifting. I've have to find you on other platforms just in case. Yes. Hello. Yes. Okay, you guys. Let's get into U.S., the economical and political state of the world right now. No, we're not going to get into that. All I was going to say was someone said they love my content. And that if TikTok goes down, where can they find me? I'm everywhere. I am literally everywhere. YouTube, Bookface, Twitter that I don't use, but I scroll because I absolutely love Twitter. It's so funny. Are you still doing art? Yes, I'm still doing art. I am an artiste and I haven't had much time. You know, my pieces take anywhere from, you know, a week to a year to make. They're so intricate. Which watch do you have? Okay, these are hard-hitting questions. So I recently got the Garmin 9. Oh, I'm so bad. I'm a bad triathlete. What is this thing? I just got it. It's the brand new Garmin Forerunner. What's my first memory of being a twin? Oh, I love that. So new podcast listeners, old podcast listeners. I am a twin. I'm a twin. I have a twin brother. I don't know. You know, I remember back in the day we used to... What did we do? What's a good memory? You know how we just brought up Silver Dollar City? Like Silver Dollar City was like our theme park. That was the place we went. Me and my twin. I love Silver Dollar City. That was a good place. Anytime I smell hot tar, it reminds me of Silver Dollar City. I want you to see you on Survivor. Brittany, I know. So, everyone listening at home, all the viewers on TikTok Live, I am devastated because I have been wanting to go on Survivor for a decade or more, and I've applied. I've even gotten a call back, but something I'm doing wrong because they won't put me on the show. Survivor, if you're listening, put me on the show. I am, physically fit. I'm pretty savvy with words, I guess. Yeah. So if dating, unfortunately, my dating prospects are really bad. Okay, so we got someone, you know what? We got someone who asked, why is your voice like that? And my question, I'm going to answer your question with a question. What does that mean? My voice? It's just my voice. What do you mean like that? Like what? Like what? Okay. How have you been? Devin, hello, hello, and welcome to Noodle On with Noel. And thank you for the heart puff. This might be one of my least successful podcasts because there's no direction for this one. So if you're listening to in the car or something, just hang in there and... Someone said anyone just trying to have a podcast. First of all, I think, and I love this question actually. Was that really a question? I don't know. It definitely was like backhanded, but someone said just anyone can have a podcast these days. First of all, this shit, setting all this up and like getting audio levels and stuff, believe me, I know that like any Joe Schmo with three brain cells can make a podcast. But it's hard. So someone has to have help, like who does these audios and stuff. Like this is hard. This is hard. And I will say, I think if you're going to be in media, I'm just telling you, once you start talking into a microphone, it's hard to stop because it's so fun. Like it makes you feel so professional. Talk, 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 talk. Like, and also, I think podcasting is a good media form. You know, at this point, instead of just being exclusive, like, you know, these are the original podcast, I am now picturing podcasting as another form of media, like a YouTube channel, a Facebook profile, an Instagram profile, a podcast. You know, it's something, if you enjoy sharing what you have to talk about and you think you have something to add to the world, go get a microphone and start a podcast. Okay. Someone said, what is my biggest fear? I love that question. STEM1 has asked, what is my biggest fear? I'm fearless. I will say I'm fearless. I don't know if you guys heard that in the back. That was Rhino and Henry. Quiet down up there. I'm busy. Okay. I have no fear. I'm fearless, except I am extremely scared of rabies. I do not like rabies, and I have had a few close run-ins with rabies before. I've never gotten it, but my twin almost got it. Rabies is very scary. You know, everyone doesn't take it seriously, but one or two people a year get it in the USA. And there's even a sign at my favorite gas station that says rabies. If you see, this is what's terrifying about rabies. First of all, if you start showing symptoms, it's over, 100% over. Once you start, like 99%, they say there's one kid who did survive it. I've done a lot of rabies research. Ask my friend, Lindsay. She'll be like, he talks about rabies a lot because this is a serious fear. And then I was at my favorite gas station and guess what? They had a sign and it said, is this not terrifying? They said, beware of animals acting funny. If you see animals like a raccoon or something acting funny, call this number immediately and do not touch it. I said, acting funny? That's terrifying. Because of rabies. Apparently, it makes you hydrophobic, which means... Oh, okay. So someone just said, I haven't seen you in forever. And that is because TikTok has decided to just obliterate my page, doesn't show anybody my videos, which is so sad because they work so hard. But I'm glad you're back. For everyone who said that this is their first time seeing me in forever, welcome. You know, I have a podcast now. It's called Noodle On with Noel. That's my sign. And hello, Addison. Thank you. Hello, Kat. Yes, I am the one user. Yes, so I am the one who burned my house down by accident. That is me. I gotta know your favorite cheat. Oh, that went way too fast. This is hard, you guys. What sign has more? Okay. Oh, okay. Someone said, where do we listen to the podcast? Everywhere. It's called Noodle On with Noel. Noodle On with Noel. Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Pandora, YouTube. I'm on all platforms. We're everywhere. And I want to get into voice acting. I hope this is my discovery. I hope someone discovers me for voice acting and they hire me for voice acting, because that's what I want to do. I want to be a voice actor. Okay, so it's been 21 minutes into our live podcast episode where I am answering viewers' questions. And let's just keep this going. Let's keep this rolling. So what's the next question? Okay, we got one here. Outside of exercise, what keeps you from... I didn't catch the end of that, but... let's go with what keeps you from being maybe bored or something. Someone asked, what will my podcast be about? And this is it. This is what the podcast is about. It's kind of just me talking. And there's lots of episodes so far. But I'm going to give you another rundown of my... You guys are on the episode. Right now, you're on the episode. Because that's what this episode is. It's a live Q&A episode. Welcome back, Noodle Squad. You're tuned in to Noodle On with Noel, the podcast where curiosity twists and turns like your favorite pasta. I'm your host, Noel, and here we dive deep into ideas, stories, and thought-provoking topics that will get your brain noodling. So grab your favorite snack, settle in, and let's get into it. How did you fall in love with triathlon? Oh, you know what? I love this question. So I have a very addictive personality, right? Okay. And I'm going to do a whole episode on how I started triathlon, but it's something that once you like find something that's fulfilling, like, oh my goodness, I absolutely love the feeling of after a run. You know, I love the feeling after I go on a bike ride. I love the feeling of being in the middle of a lake with no option of getting to, there's no help, you know, there's no help. The only way back is to swim hard to shore. You know, it's so, this is what life is, you know, like it's so, this is life. You know, and there's no once you, oh, thank you for sharing. Yes, guys, I have to shout out my sign. I wish I could turn you guys, so I'll show you after the podcast episode because everything's set up. But it says Noodle On with Noel because this is my podcast. I have a whole thing now. This is my gig. I have two chairs that are yellow. Do you guys like this chair? Okay. Okay, so back to answering questions. Do you like your new place? I think you are talking about, I guess, Vermont. I actually crashed out this morning on my Instagram story. I was, I basically said, I was like screaming at the camera, telling people how I'm not enjoying Vermont. Go watch that if you want, or don't. I'm probably going to delete it. But I crashed out because this morning, for my older viewers, millennials and stuff, crashing out is the new term that people are using for I believe crashing out is like, you know, a breakdown, kind of a mental breakdown, or screaming. It's like a great term for what it is, crashing out. Anyways, so this morning I was crashing out on my Instagram story because I was having a very, very bad problem with the pools here. They are so mean. No one here in Vermont knows how to share a lane. It's just like unnatural to them. It's just something they've never done. Like, they don't share lanes. And it drives me up the wall because I have swam all over the world and I don't understand. Someone said even the one in Burlington, the YMCA. Well, no, and that place does share lanes. I'm basically referring to my little city of St. Albans. Because, yeah, actually the Burlington YMCA does share lanes. They were very nice about it. Here they don't. Here they don't. I say, can I share a lane with you? And they look at me like I have two heads, you know? And I'm used to going places where we go to the pool and, like, everyone, you know, we're all here to get better. We're all here to better ourselves and work out. You know, let's work together. Instead of, no, this is my lane. And it's like a 75-year-old woman who I can do three laps while she's still on her first one. Not making fun of her speed. I love that she's swimming. But, like, I'm not going to get in your way, lady. Like, we can share. Not to her, though. No, she doesn't want to share. And she'll put up a fight. And where was I? Oh, and so that's just something I've never really experienced literally anywhere else in the world except here in St. Albans. Two pools for our 6,000-person town. Or 600-person. I actually don't know how many people are in this town. Okay, guys. So, no, it's not nice. It's really not nice. And if I ever do a TikTok live podcast again, I need to move the phone way closer because I cannot see you guys. I can't see. Come closer. Are you watching Dog Race? Drag Race. Oh, no, I haven't actually ever seen a single episode of that, but I love them all. And in fact, someone said, my LaJanya Estranja made a TikTok using my sound because everyone says I look like her and I love her. She's great. And I did hear of a recent passing of one of the RuPaul Drag Race All-Stars winners, maybe? A recent passing? I cannot remember her name, but that was really sad because I think she was beautiful. I've been following you for years. So happy for all you've accomplished so far. Thank you, Char. That was, I love. See, another thing about what I'm going to miss about TikTok when they ban it in 2 weeks is my family I've created on here. I think something about TikTok that's unique about than the other platforms, because I got my start here on TikTok, was it's just this little community that formed and it's irreplaceable. And I hope people follow me to the next chapter, you know, but if they don't, it'll be really sad. Your hair slays. Oh, see, people just gas me up. And it makes me so happy because my hair looks awful today. But thank you. I think it's the mix of chlorine and no sun that puts it like this. I'll follow you anywhere. Ah, thank you. Can you please show us the neon sign? Yes.